Starting October 1st, adults in Oregon will be able to walk into a medical marijuana dispensary and buy pot for recreational use, but not in dozens of communities across the state where local officials have banned such sales. Correspondent Chris Lehman visited one of the towns that's just said no to recreational pot.
Across the street from a KFC in La Grande, Oregon, you can buy marijuana if you know where to look.
There's no marijuana leaves, there's no any of that. We just have open sign and a green cross in the window.
That's Ronna Lindsay, the owner of Highway 30 Cannabis. The medical marijuana dispensary has been open just over a year. And despite the low-key storefront, Lindsay says business is brisk. It's a victory of sorts for her. She was arrested along with her husband on drug charges in 2006 after police raided their home. All of those charges were dropped. Lindsay says the fact that the city allowed her to open a dispensary is a sign that her name was finally cleared. Still, she says she could reach even more customers if given the chance.
We get probably 40 phone calls a day, and I don't know how many people walking in a day asking if they can come in and buy recreational.
The answer to that is no, and it will stay no even after October 1st. That's the date Oregon lawmakers set for medical marijuana dispensaries to be able to sell pot to recreational users, that is, to people without state-issued medical marijuana cards. But the legislature also gave towns the chance to opt out of recreational sales, and that's what the La Grande City Council did. They joined more than two dozen other cities and counties around Oregon that have banned retail sales of recreational marijuana. La Grande Police Chief Brian Harvey says he agrees with that decision.
When you do the commercial component of it, where you've got a store that is no different than a grocery store, you can walk in and get your marijuana, what message does that send to your kids? And how much more does that put out on the street?
Harvey says the council's decision reflects the will of local voters. Union County voted 59% against last year's measure that legalized recreational marijuana in Oregon.
We have a more conservative populace in eastern Oregon. I don't think that's lost on anyone.
Now, as it happens, I spent an hour on a downtown La Grande street corner, and only one person I talked to supported the ban on retail sales, and she didn't want to speak on the record. Everyone else I met, from a college student to a retiree, told me they didn't think marijuana was a big deal. Marie Balaban says she thinks city leaders will eventually change their minds.
Well, I would expect that over time they'll change their opinion because of the income that that business would generate and because in other places in the state it will be sold recreationally.
Back at Highway 30 Cannabis, I ask owner Ronna Lindsay where she thinks people will have to drive to in order to purchase recreational marijuana. Will it be Bend, Portland, maybe Washington State?
The nearest place is going to be on the street is where they're going to go to get it and where they are now purchasing it. If they're going to get it, they're going to get it, whether it's in a shop or in a street.
Lindsay says she thinks the real reason behind the ban on retail sales is that despite marijuana's legalization, there's still a stigma associated with the drug.
They think everybody's going to be the reggae with dreadnoughts and, smoking on the streets and all that stuff, but that's really not how it is.
And Lindsay herself doesn't fit the stereotype of someone who sells marijuana either. When she's not overseeing her dispensary, Lindsay heads down to her day job. She's an administrative assistant at the Union County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Chris Lehman in La Grande, Oregon.